So we are now, let's do a check.
Hey, check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hey, welcome to Indictment Day, everybody.
Okay. Whoa, I've been waiting.
Happy Monday and Indictment Day, everybody.
Can we name an omelet after it or, a piece of toast or something?
It's the Indictment Omelet, everybody.
You're right. It takes a bite of you rather than you taking a bite of it.
Yes, exactly. And I think that omelet's got teeth. That's all I'm saying.
All right, let me turn my headset up a little bit. There you go. We've been... I think it's a good morning here in the cafe. Mooster Cafe. Welcome, everybody. This is Mike Diesel here on the phone.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. America. All the ships at sea, planes in the air, vehicles on the ground. If your vehicle was supposed to be on the ground, but it is now in the air, or if it's in the air and it should have been on the ground, this is the morning show for you.
Hey, you think you may crash today? Well, you should stop into the cafe first.
I don't know. You got to stop by here first before the big crash. Yeah. All right, everybody.
You know,
I'm dreading actually the sunlight. I really am. I'm dreading.
You're dreading because whoa, well, it's a fall slant light, man. It's fall. It's poetic light.
I gotta slip outside and see what's falling off the house now.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. Guess what? There's a plumbing alert coming.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, who's the head of the Interior Department?
Ryan Dinky.
Ryan Dinky has
Zinky.
Ryan Dinky has a contract to take care of everybody's plumbing. And him and his friend and a couple of employees are going to get it all done here. They've already contracted with Puerto Rico, but the governor of Puerto Rico, why he ever signed on? Well, he's desperate for help. Like someone offered it to him, and he didn't check to see whether it was being provided, by somebody's puppy.
The contract was offered. They did this through LinkedIn.
Of course. Yes, I am. Well, I have an ad on LinkedIn, too. You know what my ad says? I'll take care of your pet in case there's a rapture for only $5.
Absolutely free for $5.
That's right. Pay in advance, no refunds. Okay.
And by the way, John is willing to provide the undercoating for your pet.
Yes, indeed.
Whatever the hell that means.
Well, I promise to take care of all medications, everything, the whole bit. Because you're going to get raptured and you're going to leave your...
No. Your young whippersnappers, you got to hold on a second. This is Senator Grassley.
Oh, Senator, welcome to the program.
I don't need your welcome, okay? This is a case or whatever your name is.
Well, then stick it up
You need to adopt some Midwest values and look into this Clinton email thing.
Well, you need to get the milk out of your coffee, buddy.
I say it right now. Well, yeah, it's a real... I'm 147 years... I've been dead for 10 years, all right?
Well, no wonder. You're welcome at the cafe.
That's a situation we have here with this uranium. Hold on a second. I just drooled again on my shirt.
Shuck, Lord. What kind of a spot did it make? Look like Africa?
None of your dadgum business. I tell you right now, you whippersnappers.
So have you, did your dad call you a whippersnapper?
You kids and your rock and roll.
You know, when you, miss the toilet?
I'm leaving. I don't need this bathroom humor.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Come back, yeah. Senator Grassley. Oh, okay. He's gone. Oh, I like him, by the way. He's good.
Yeah, first introduction into the
cafe. Right.
He sounds a little bit like a Midwestern version of Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, but he's got. But he's a little different,
He is. Yeah, he's a That seems a bit eccentric, I think.
I think that's the definition of Grassley. He doesn't know what he thinks. You know, he's
No, it depends on what's written in front of him. And congratulations, by the way, to his the employee of his judiciary committee for spending and being involved in the OPPO research. OPPO research linked to the.
Did you say the judiciary?
Judiciary.
I thought you said the.
Judiciary. Yeah, that would be even more appropriate. The judiciary.
The judiciary.
That'd be even better. But no, he his one of the employees for the judiciary committee, female, was linked to Mercer and spending money on that Cambridge Analytica.
That's just
investigation, which is almost. I remember being a contractor in interviews with, you know, when we'd interview for different jobs, people would say, hey, you know, this guy's got the skill set you're looking for, blah, blah, blah. You'd go in, sit down, and part of the interview involved, now you can't say one thing or another about politics. But as a contractor.
You mean at work?
This is a government employee.
You mean, but at work or at?
At work, and you can't send any lettering. You can't support any particular candidate. You can't do any campaigning.
Yeah, right. Well, Carol has those restrictions. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember. But this woman works for. Not a contractor. She works for the government, and she was one of the initial people who was tied to this, whatever it's called, the Washington newspaper that was owned by the billionaire that first. Now we first found out who funded this the dossier.
This is the one where supposedly he likes getting peed on by prostitutes, right?
No.
Oh, that's a different one.
Yeah. No, that's the White House. And now it's designed so it just drips right on the bed.
He's got a permanent drip set up, yeah.
He is a permanent drip.
Oh, man. Well, so tell me, was it the Steele dossier? I thought that was what that was part of that. Is it different?
Well, it was.
Straighten out the dossiers for me.
Well, the dossier was initially funded by this Republican who owned this conservative newspaper. Okay, it was DOP research for whoever was running in the primaries against Herr Trump. Okay.
Yeah, but he didn't like Trump, right? This
no, not at all.
Whoever this guy was, yeah,
still doesn't. Right, but the point is, above and beyond that, one of the fascinating things to see in all this is the Clinton campaign or a law firm that was supporting the Clinton campaign picked up the payments after it was dropped initially. Okay, how did they know?
I think that I think the Clintons have a lot of inside information, man.
Okay, did someone say there's a really good organization that's got some stuff that you may want to continue this investigation?
So tell me,
I think it might have been as simple as that, simply because this is what I think, John, and I may be wrong because a lot of times I am, but when I am wrong, I admit it, unlike certain assholes out there. But the bottom line is. This is opposition research, and it's so fascinating to watch the stories all blend. Do you know what I'm saying?
Not exactly, no.
Well, they're trying to attack things as if they're multiple different stories, and the reality is some of them are the same story. Some of them continue to be the same story.
I'm still confused about which dossier we're talking about here and what it actually. This is
the Steele dossier.
And what does it?
There's only one dossier that I think Mueller is concerned with, and that's the Steele dossier. And everyone has said, you know, the convenient thing about this is. The right wing is just bashing Steele, right? This is an MI6 guy who's been one of the better you know, research guys.
Yeah.
No one has here to date, the majority of the things that are in that dossier have been proven to be true. Okay?
But that includes the sex stuff, right?
Yeah, but I don't know that that's, you know, there's a lot of people saying that there's a tape. there is an actual physical digital copy of what went on in that hotel room in Moscow. You know, I would hope there, I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell you. But, that's the thing is when it first came out and it was published, I think, I can't remember who got their hands on it. Somebody like ProPublica or somebody got their hands on it and posted it. Maybe it wasn't ProPublica. It may have been someone else. But they posted it online. And one of the fascinating things was Malcolm Nance had said, look, the salacious sexual activity is nothing compared to what the other things are if proven true. And so far, the majority of the things in the dossier have been proven true.
Well, now, so...
links to the Bank of Cyprus, links to all the Russian oligarchs, links to the meetings, links to the fact that the Russians took the emails and wanted to make a trade and said, we have, you know, all these emails. They met with Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner, who in fact is one of the financiers of Cambridge Analytica, along with Steve Bannon and the Mercers. So, yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is it all starts to blend.
It's a fascist, you know? It's your classic fascist conspiracy.
I guess.
And it's ongoing, and so far, we have a resistance, but I'm not quite sure that the opposition is, we're going to find out pretty soon here, right? I'm curious.
And now you're seeing, you know, when this type of thing happens, you see this alternative universe created in 48 hours by the right-wing media machine.
Yeah.
This uranium deal was signed off on by 7 different agencies, and it has nothing. I want everybody to understand, nothing to do with uranium for weapons, nor does it have anything to do with uranium from the United States.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have to look. These guys are going. The fascist thing is going to. You got to come to the conclusion that it doesn't matter. You don't have time to chase down the rabbit hole of every single lie that's going to be told, because there's nothing but lies from beginning to end. And,
I can't get out of this rabbit hole. It's a rabbit hole on the moon. It's 31 miles long. I'm stuck.
Alice in Wonderland, man. That's what it is. And you just got to say no. Forget it. You're under arrest. Okay, that's the.
You have the right to remain silent.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing else really to be said about, you know.
It continues to look more and more like we were afraid of, that it's more the NFL, where rules are just a suggestion. you have referees and line judges that are completely overwhelmed by the athleticism, and they can't actually see the play. So how the hell can they make the call, even when the majority of the calls are non-reviewable?
Hey, did you see that the Putin has supported the Catalonia call for independence?
That's shocking. I had no idea. That's really.
It's a left-wing thing there, you know. I mean, so
right.
It's interesting to me. If it breaks up the European Union, I think Trump doesn't care whether it's left or right.
Well,
I mean, not Trump.
Spain has Spain has not recognized that at all.
Oh, no, they're going to suppress it, which is going to lead to even more serious trouble, actually. You know, it's they should sit down and just spend another 10 years talking about it, frankly. You know, rather than you get into suppression and repression. Now, what are you going to do? Arrest all the elected people, all the elected officials that supported it?
Right.
Come on. You know, that.
Right.
That
I mean, and also, too, we have to keep on taking that into consideration. There was a person who worked for the State Department. I can't remember his name, but a really interesting comment saying about, I mean, one of his jobs was to look at exactly that. You know, small countries being taken advantage of, and their leadership selling their people out to dry, kind of thing, where it became, you know, part and parcel with a little bit of corruption spreads quickly, and everyone gets paid off, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And basically what he was saying is what you're seeing is that playbook in action right now.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
you know, it's a continuing whataboutism that we talked about a long time ago.
Yeah.
He being the grotesque orange fart cloud, he constantly, that's how he ran his campaign.
Yeah.
You know, if you say something about him and his campaign, he's going to use that to say the exact same thing about you, and he's going to triple down on it.
Yeah, double down on the lie. Yeah, right.
Right.
Well, that's he's you know, I mean, from the beginning, I mean, you know, his only education has been in sales.
Right? And, I was a nice. I went to Ivy League school.
You did not.
I was a nice student. I am a very smart person. I am very, very smart.
We're all very
Covfefe, Bowling Green. Never forget.
Yeah, right, right.
What?
You should be in jail.
Yeah. Did all that happen in Nambia?
Nambia. Right. It doesn't matter. You know, you're incompetent. Get the heck out, you know.
Go away.
And, you know, my original, you know, I feel that the cafe is the home of dashed hopes in some respects. You know, I mean, blistered hopes. I had hoped that John P. Kelly was going to be the guy that told Trump to take a choice between the yellow and the blue pill, okay, and shut the heck up. But he turned out not to be. Instead, he's been humiliated into a despicable thing.
Mr. Case, may I say something?
Yes, Dr. Lecter, thank you for you know, hanging in there, so to speak.
I have been closely watching Mr. Kelly on television.
You're thinking of having a friend over for dinner?
I don't know, man. He just came and went. Wow. I don't hang around when he shows up, man.
I know. See, because
I have a cloaking device that I borrowed from Marcus, my dragon.
I see. Like the who were the star? Yeah. Who was the Star Trek? The Clavonians? Who are the Star Trek guys?
The Romulans.
Yeah? Oh, the Romulans.
Okay. Yeah, the Romulans. God!
They were so ugly.
Don't test me on my knowledge of Star Trek. Because Captain Kirk was an overly dramatic actor. Spock!
It's good to have you back there,
Mr. K.
Captain Kirk. Yeah.
Let them die.
Let them die.
Let them die. Poor guy.
That's the Puerto Rico policy.
Yeah.
Hey, I find that the
fascinating that they canceled the contract.
I mean, they figured out apparently a little late that the entire proposal was another Trump racist insult. Oh, we'll help you out here. Have a company that has two employees, and one of them's a kitty cat.
One of them will claw their way to victory.
Well, I mean, it's just well, who cares? They're a bunch of brown people. That's what the message is coming out from this.
Well, not only that, you hear that from people who are affected in hurricane areas in Texas and Florida. You hear that kind of dribble coming out of somebody's mouth that, damn Puerto Rico ain't got no nothing to do with us. What? What? Okay.
Right.
All right, Cletus, good luck with the tractor.
Right. Nah, man, there's no, the tractor don't work.
I'm going to get to work. Get the moon down there and go down in the lean-to. Tell you what.
Right.
So, I tell you what, boy.
You better get out there and hunt for some squirrel or you're not going to have anything to eat. Hey, I wonder if our town has a squirrel pelt trading center. I mean, what will anybody buy some? I got some.
Listen, to John Case creating these entrepreneurial ideas right on the spot. See how you get the news information, all the things you don't want to hear, a moose turd you don't want to eat, and some information about a business you'd never be involved in. Welcome to the Moose Turd Cafe, everybody.
That's right, man. There is no business. You know, you talk about the land of opportunity. Look, listen to George Bush. You know, the creed of, it's unbelievable, by the way. You know, the speech that Bush made, or most of it anyway, should have been made by a Democrat. Okay? In my opinion, okay, he took it to another level, right? You know.
Okay, well, there have been some speeches made by Democrats.
I know.
That haven't been covered.
Bernie's international speech.
Yes. Cory Booker's current speech on why he returned the money from Big Pharma.
I haven't read that one.
Well, there's a lot of good speeches out there, and there's a lot of good speech writers, but they're not being covered.
Okay, but a different thing. And I don't think the aspect of Bush's speech that, in my opinion, was important was that it spoke about the fact that this is a global crisis of democracy. And that there were fundamental problems, you know, at work. And I think that to some extent, the seriousness of all these issues, because of, you know, partly because of Trump's endless gaslighting, right, is being lost. That there is a profound, you know, worldwide shift taking place, and someone's going to have to stand up and against the chaos. Okay, so I that part of Bush's speech. Now, the first part of it, where he went on, you know, the traditional, you know, the 1960s Republican agenda, whatever, I could do without, you know. But the last part, man, I think he hit a chord that the Democrats should be hitting.
Antithetical to the American creed.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
See, like the way I said that big word, I didn't even stumble on it. Got right through it.
I know. Yeah, but I think. I think we need more folks to stand up. Seeing Obama. Now I'm waiting for Obama to say something. You know, I think Obama's got a speech coming in him pretty soon. Actually, hasn't yet been given.
That wouldn't shock me. I thought, you know, on that same day, Obama did give a speech that was, you know, was as effective as he is capable of being. I think he's, you know, look.
It was more national in scope, though, and.
But let's also say that, look, John, he still very easily, and I think he should probably let this go, but I think he has an enormous chip on his shoulder, and I don't blame him, because anytime he gets compassionate, emotional, or what would be considered angry in a speech, what's that interpreted by the right as? Immediately. What do they sell it as? The angry black man.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, immediately. Okay. Yeah. Immediately. So he is very, very cautious about that.
No, he's always been avoiding that. And bad political meme. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have. I mean, he also, I think, sees. I could tell because, you know, he didn't really think that Trump was going to win. All right. I mean, he really
probably
didn't.
Not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that was clear from a number of things.
I don't think we need to revisit that right now.
Right. And, but I think that he's obviously given it a lot of thought. And,
look,
you know, we're going to.
Do you worry about whether or not the fly shit in the soup or whether or not there's going to be any soup at all?
I worry about almost everything now, my friend. And
I worry about you. So.
Okay. Good.
I want to thank my family for a good day on Saturday. My wife and I had a wonderful time, even though it was spent working the majority of the day with my brother. There's not a whole lot of people in this world I'd rather work with. So
now this is your brother. This is your older, younger?
Younger brother.
Okay. All right.
Younger by 8 years.
Wow.
Hold on 1 second, John, if you would.
I will, yes.
I will, yeah.
I'm going to have to call you back.
Okay, my friend.
I'll call you back in like 3 minutes.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Okay, well, you're listening to the Moose Turd Cafe on Enlightened Radio at enlightenedradio.org. And we're... Hello? Check. Oh, there we go. Okay. We're still on the air. And, okay, let's do a little bit of news here while we're at the... All right, so now it's been discovered that, I don't know why this surprises anybody, that Russia wields its oil diplomacy, pushing in on U.S. interests. So every place we're ticking people off, you know, with adversarial stuff, what's happening is that... Russia's going in and making oil deals. So, for example, Cuba, China, Egypt, Vietnam, Venezuela, all making recent deals with Russia based on oil diplomacy. People got to have the oil to, you know, get the car started, do whatever, at least in most places in the world, or to turn on any machines. We got Puerto Rico, as we said earlier, has canceled the contract with this, small Montana firm that was linked to Ryan, Zitke, the a criminal appointed to the head of the Interior Department, basically. Okay. He gives one of his buddies, who can't even, has two employees, the job of fixing Puerto Rico's power system, and obviously knowing that it can't be done. It's a fraud, because they're not going to do it. I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I don't know. It's tough. Anyway, we're in a different kind of territory. The Astros outlasted the Dodgers last night. I'm sure Mike will have something to say about that in a minute. 13-12, I believe, and 25 runs. Whoa! but the Houston Astros came out on top. They're 3-2 now in the World Series. oh boy. All right, so now we're looks like Catalonian Parliament has been basically dismissed by the Spanish government, and we're going to see what the reaction to that one is. Looks like the Egyptian security forces, which set up a dictatorship after the experiment with democracy, somehow resulted in a Muslim being elected president. And the military wouldn't have anything to do with that. So they turn around. Now they have a military dictatorship. But uh-oh. Now, the resistance there turns to terrorism. Frankly, under a dictatorship, what else are you going to do? Anyway, and now they've been ambushing the police. And so now they have to have a shakeup. Kill some of their own. I don't know. That's the big question in the world, right? Is it, do we need dictatorship to get moving? Or can we do it as a democracy? And I think the answer to that's, on that answer hangs the fate of many nations, including our own. And then we have.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back. Oh, there you go. Hey, buddy. I was just going through a little bit of news here. Russia is, you know, moving in on everybody that we're irritating now with oil deals.
Russia. This Russia thing, it's off. You lost. You can't take it, so you made up something.
Ryan Zitke is, you know, hiring lawyers now because turns out, yes. I think, that there was some fraud involved in his proposal.
By the way, everybody, we're coming up on the top of the hour here on Monday. It is October 30th, Monday morning. There's a lot of wind and rain out there, so be careful.
And guess what tomorrow is, buddy?
Halloween.
By the way,
which I can't stand. I hate that holiday. I never dress up on purpose as an act of defiance. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, I was thinking up of dressing up as a giant slug.
Right.
And, you know, then I could be, you know, part of the GMO protest, right?
Look. One would argue that I actually am a giant slug.
Well, okay, you know, you need those little antennae on your head, and you need to dress in a slime coat of some sort, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to slink up to you know, your neighbor's porch and go tweak or tweed.
I want to get it to the point where my head pops up on my neighbor's front porch. My head.
Right. Out of the pumpkin on the front porch. Yeah.
I can't find my body.
I want to also
throw in a current event. Last night was the most home runs ever hit in a World Series game.
25, I understand.
Well, I don't know if it was 20. Well,
in
one game, I think there was like 8 or something. But it ended up being 13-12 in the 10th inning. The Astros walked off the Dodgers. They are now leading the World Series 3-2. It goes back to Los Angeles now.
I'm rooting for Los Angeles.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Since Texas gave birth to much that is wrong, I feel that, you know, to take sides with...
I can't put
Houston in the underdog category.
I was really kind of on the fence because I like Jose Altuve, one of my favorite players of all time in Major League Baseball. He's a pocket rocket. I mean, the guy plays his size and strength. He's amazing.
I thought a pocket
in the field,
rocket.
At the plate, he's amazing. He certainly proves that, you know, if you work real hard, it doesn't matter, you know, your size. Just you know, he's a real powerhouse in Major League Baseball. But that being said, when one of the guys does an impression of Hugh Darvish, who is of Asian descent, and does the slant-eye thing, I could do without that. And that was incredibly offensive. And Major League Baseball suspended him, but they didn't suspend him now. They suspended him for 6 games next year.
Who's this now?
One of the guys that plays for Houston did a crappy impression. Now, here I am being a hypocrite because
Kim Jong-un.
Because of the Kim Jong-un thing, which is incredibly, we even say it's incredibly racist. But my point is, you know, if you're a Major League Baseball player, there's certain things, certain lines you don't cross. And that's one of them. And the guy, you know, is still involved in the series. In fact, when he came out and his name was announced, the entire Houston Stadium, Minute Maid Stadium, went crazy. And they all cheered for him. And I'm just like,
oh, God.
Really? You know, so that made me, that was just totally classless. So it made me, a little like, you know what, I'm not wrong in rooting for the Dodgers. Now, the Dodgers can certainly play well at Chavis Ravine at home. So that's what we can look for when they go home, you know. Now, Houston did beat them, but it wasn't a big victory. It was a really close game. So we'll see.
we'll see. I mean, there's a, you know, it's 3-2. It's a 7-game series. You know, I don't think they play tonight. They play tomorrow. I think they're off tonight. So they have to all fly back and rest up when they get to L.A. And I'm sure they'll. And the Washington Nationals have hired the former bench coach for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Martinez. Oddly enough, they gave him a manager that's never, you know, been a manager, is now a manager. They gave him a 3-year deal. And oddly enough, they gave Dusty Baker a 2-year deal, which I think is wrong. I don't know that the Learners really know what they're doing, and I don't look for Bryce Harper to stay in a Nationals uniform. I think he's going to look for something somewhere else, probably a team that's closer to Vegas, his hometown. I think when his contract is up after this coming year, I think he's going to be fielding offers from teams out west.
So, some little insight of the tax bill now. I want to switch gears because the biggest.
Yep, let's go to the tax bill.
The biggest, you know, a piece of rotten porridge being served to us. By the way, Goldilocks would end up dead, you know, if.
Actually, I think she already is.
Yeah,
pretty sure she's been killed.
I had a little porridge. So here's, under the Republican tax plan, you know, Paul Ryan's work of art and Trump's, you know, who do anything to.
What's the lady on Fox? They play this clip of her all the time. Piro or whatever, James. Paul, she sounds drunk. She's like, Paul Ryan must step down as Speaker of the House.
Anyway.
Wow, Bob, right. Wise for everybody.
All right, so almost every income group, you know, will not have a tax cut, but see their taxes rise.
Yeah.
Okay, and for those making $20,000 to $30,000 a year, this is according to David Leonard, who's a pretty good economist, actually.
Right.
Theirs will go up 3% in 2018, and by 2027, increased by 15%.
Yeah, no shit. And also, too, did you see the corporation that is now fighting against the tax, new tax bill?
No, which one is this?
American Builders.
Oh, I can believe it, yeah. But, you know, the thing that gets me the most is that the lion's share of the increases will be eaten by the middle class, okay?
As they always are.
And, of course, the poor can't afford any increase at all.
No.
But you're going to have all the increases are going to come through fees and through, eliminating deductions that millions of households now get, okay? It's another crime. These billionaires, they're trying to kill you.
They're trying to get rid of the mortgage deduction, too.
Yeah, the billionaires are trying to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, too, let's also state that it's not that I don't have any confidence that they'll get it done, but I'm optimistic about their clown car. Their clown car is going to stall.
What is
as
that?
As they push this through, as they push this budget resolution through, I think their clown car is going to. I think there's going to
come apart.
I think there's going to be some pushback. I think there already is, and both on both sides and in the middle. I don't know that they can, you know, really. Should they do this? I mean, I know it's a little bit of gloom and doom. It's not a little bit, a lot every day. Hey, look, a fresh horror. Oh, it's hit me.
Yeah.
But I also think that
another poached egg, you know.
Oof, man.
I'm sorry. I can't identify.
Sure,
I can't identify the mother of the egg. The mother of the egg has not been identified, but go ahead and
it's a poached dinosaur egg. Man, that is big egg. That is an egg for everybody.
Moose Turd Cafe, come on.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, everybody. But I also believe that there is pushback. There are, you know, it's fascinating to see there's a small city or town in Kansas, of all places, that has gone to all renewable energy. that has, you know, enacted regulations and laws that say we're not using fossil fuel anymore.
But you have to have the infrastructure to be able to do that.
I understand that, yeah, okay. John. I understand that. I'm just, John, please, just let's. If there is one little tiny win, let's try to celebrate it a little bit, okay?
All right. What town is this? Is this like
I can't remember. I read about it. I don't know. I have to send it to you.
Okay. All right. I hope it's not in Montana where Ryan Zink.
No, it's not.
Ryan Zit is.
It's in Kansas. But we both know we're not in Kansas anymore. You knew that was coming. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, my family's from Kansas. It didn't seem to be as nuts, but you know there is a saying.
Oh no, Mr. Case, that's not the issue, Mr. Case. Ladies and gentlemen, and fellow ditto heads, have you tried my new Rush to Excellence suppositories for people in excess of 300 pounds in broadcasting?
I understand you tried to sell a 300-pound suppository to the country of part to the. Colony of Puerto Rico.
None of your business, Mr. Case. I am leaving now. Goodbye.
Yeah, thank you. God. Imagine having Rush Limbaugh, you know, for dinner. I mean, just imagine, you know. I mean, he wouldn't... wouldn't you be tempted to, you'd be tempted to poison him, you know, at the first appetizer?
Mr. Case, please don't tease me like that.
Oh, Dr. Lecter, I wish you would be here when the Rush to Excellence shows up here.
I would enjoy having Mr. Limbaugh for dinner.
That's not good. I mean, he's a pretty big guy. You're going to have to serve up.
Talking about my friend Rush.
Your friend Rush, man. Oh, my God.
Right, buddy. We go.
Now we know where the 200-pound suppository went.
We going to take what? I done did it. Hold on. I'm out here on the golf course in the dark and the rain because I couldn't get off the ninth green. Last night I passed out. Yeah, hold on. Let me get to my feet here.
Governor Jim Injustice has just died again.
Wow.
Our West Virginia governor is beyond comedy and beyond, you know, what used to be called, you know, disgrace. But there's no bottom.
If you don't really concern yourself with being embarrassed, you never will be. You know, you're not really worried about.
No,
that is another form of malignant narcissism.
However, narcissist, the original narcissist, was a beautiful individual, and he. One of the problems was he got so, you know, infested with himself, staring at himself in the reflections. You know, now how could Jim Justice, Injustice, you know, how could that, you know, barrel of puke, look into the mirror? And become attracted to himself in the same way as Narcissus. So I think we have a different mythology here of some sort.
Okay, say,
you know,
can I take that just for a second? And
yeah,
go to another
yeah,
level
yeah,
it,
yeah.
Just for
yeah,
a sec,
yeah.
Let's double down on that. If you saw that naked crawling through your backyard, you would shoot it.
Of course.
You would be so frightened. You'd be, I don't know what, it's a polar bear.
It's the giant slime mold. It's a giant slime ball. Yeah, right.
You know, you'd either call 911, which, you know, good luck in this state, but you'd either do that, and when they didn't show up, you'd take matters into your own hands.
I thought you were just talking about Bolivar, since we lost. We have no police force now, even though we're a
town. Not just Bolivar, but that kind of thing's going on. You guys think you're the only ones? Come on. The police departments have to concentrate their purchases of military surplus weaponry so they can arm themselves with, you know, rocket launchers and cool things like that. And you know,
Humvees and
pocket
things
rockets
that are really necessary to take down these protesters, you know?
Yeah, that's right. We got to outlaw protests. That's one of the things they're going to do. That's for sure. That, you know, they hate that. I mean, Nixon tried to do that. I remember, you know. I remember they had a someone quoted John Mitchell, who used to be the Attorney General under Nixon, when we were demonstrating outside the Justice Department in 69 or 70. And he says, "Oh my God, it looks like the Russian Revolution." Kill them all! Kill them all!
Right, right.
Anyway,
I mean, I can't say that that's something that's not going to happen because of the, you know, the constant movement towards authoritarianism and fascism.
Yeah, you know, people seem to think that some people seem to think that's a good thing. I mean, it's like history has not been taught. And here you see also another example of the complete failure of American education. I mean, it's a seriously. I mean, a lot of this stuff is so stupid that, and the people have so little education that, you know, you have to tell them something. The only way you even get them out of their cocoon is to make them believe something that's just as stupid, but going in a different direction. Okay. And,
P-E-T-R-O-L. That's a funny way to spell water, George.
Yeah, right. I don't know, man. It's becoming, it's out of hand. It's out of hand. It's out of hand, man. It's out of hand.
Yeah, I know. We say that all the time on this podcast.
It's gone, you know, beyond the what anybody should tolerate. You know, that's why, you know, Bush was right, okay? His tone at the end was right, okay? And I you know, I didn't think he was capable of doing it, you know, frankly.
A lot of folks did not think that he was capable, and that was probably one. He waited until he was out of office to make one of his most impactful, compassionate, best speeches I think I've ever made him.
Well, yeah, I can't think of. I mean, the only one I ever heard him make, you know, while he was president, was where somebody at Georgetown University was he had invited him, and they got him to go off message. Okay.
Right.
Because, you know, he was one of these totally disciplined politicians in terms of staying on message, right?
Fool me once.
Yeah,
you know. You got an old saying in Texas, fool me once, you're going to fool me that you're not going to get fooled again. Hey.
But when he got off message and he started talking about what he really thought, okay, I mean, you did now, I mean, the advantage of that was that an ordinary person could understand what the hell he was talking about rather than these soundbite things that don't, you know, most people, they don't, you don't know what they mean, right? You know, so
no.
It's just... but he got off the thing and he said, sure, it's about oil. Talking about Iraq, right? You know, of course it's about oil. You know, he says, you know, you crazy? You know, he says, because the prices of oil are the price of production and the price of oil is the price of peace as well.
Yes.
And because everybody, you know, it drives three-quarters
also,
of the world.
I have to also say his speech where he met with the imams. And came out, you know, hand in hand with the imams.
That was a good move, I thought, too. Yeah,
it was a smart.
And I think I don't believe that Bush himself was insincere on that. Okay, if Trump did it, you wouldn't believe a word of it. Okay, it would be just for publicity, nothing else. You know.
Well, he would be very careful not to have anyone touch his tiny hands either. So.
You know. he would be the easiest guy to torture.
You think so?
Oh, my God. You could flip him in a minute. He'll say anything you want him to say.
Well, all you got to do is flip his hair back.
Oh, no. I think you could, you know, I think, you know, we would have to make sure and apply some additional
my
sanctions, just to make sure that, you know.
Political commentators / comedians has always said, John Fugelsang, there's two things that Trump is afraid of: a strong wind and a strong woman.
Right. By the way, I got another, you know, here's trouble for the cafe coming up here.
Uh-oh.
One of our basic foodstuffs is threatened. There's an alarming new evidence that insect populations worldwide are in rapid decline. And as Professor Dave Goulish, Goulson,
wow,
of the University of Sussex, a co-author of the new insect study, put it, we are, quote, on course for ecological Armageddon because, quote, if we lose the insects, everything is going to collapse. The study has been tracking flying insects collected in nature preserves across Germany and found that in just 25 years, the total biomass of these insects declined by an astonishing 76%.
Wow.
Scientists suspect two main culprits, although they haven't proved it, pesticides and a lack of habitat in surrounding farmland.
Well, I mean, we think that our constant build-out, if you look everywhere, for example, we talked about this, where Houston had a lot of overbuild everywhere, creating a problem for the ability of the earth to naturally absorb water. You know, and those build-outs are approved by buying off who? State and local politicians. You know, you keep approving this mass expansion. You know, this rush to, you know, I want mine. And I think that destruction of the ecosystem goes hand in hand with what we've seen in the environment, where you see these not necessarily, I mean, they're not really incremental. I mean, you can feel them. The hurricanes, the fires. I mean, are we going to wake up? You know, you just keep seeing this over and over again, and you keep hearing, you know, they dispatch the talking points of extraction doesn't, you know, there's no climate change, blah, 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 and that's all bullshit. You know, this is a real serious problem. And I don't know that anybody on the left or the right is taking it seriously enough. You know, you can, this isn't market forces, okay?
Yeah.
This isn't market forces. That you're concerned more about profiteering than you are concerned about the whole scale destruction of entire ecosystems. And that's where we've arrived at. There's no hand in hand anymore. There's hand turned to fist, punch you in the face, give me my money.
You're going to have to, the problem is you got the whole country, you know, scrambling for crumbs. And that's why you got the people in Houston standing up and saying, you know, to hell with Puerto Rico, what about us, okay?
Right.
And you got this whole mentality that the right has used, you know, basically to stall, you know, progressive initiatives of Obama, Clinton, whatever, you know. And so now, but and they're going to keep at it, and we're going to pay the price. There's no escape. There's no escape. There's no escape.
I think we already are. Well, that combined with the story that I got to give Tom Hartman read a story recently. There was another study. This should be a little bit alarming. Is the fact that a lot of our vegetable growth, the vegetables themselves are actually have a lower amount of nutrients in them now because of the multi-use of all the soil and the poisons that have been put into the earth drain the nutrients out of what you're eating. So that combined with what you're talking about is just another symptom of a fever. The earth has a fever. I'm sorry. I slipped into some walk in there. And the earth has a fever. I gotta have more cowbell. But I think there's a real serious situation. And the problem too is if you hear the alarms being rung by climate scientists that have been ringing these alarms for 20 years, you know, oh yeah, you're just a nutso who spends too much time by himself out there studying. What's wrong with you? they're actually bringing back, you know, empirical evidence. And here's something else that should concern everyone as well. They're cutting funding for us to be able to predict the weather. which, you know, doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
That part of it is just that they're trying to shut down any information that could be construed as negative towards them and what they're doing. You know, whether that be in finance, whether that be in, you know, destroying the earth, it's a frightening place we find ourselves in.
I know we're going to have to we've got to organize and resist, and we have to do whatever we have to do, man. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get down. It's down and dirty.
Yep. Gotta get creative.
By the way, speaking of frightening, coming up on the poetry show today, we're going to actually all the way going up until when Fanny starts her storytelling hour, we're going to be having two stories. One, the Dunwich Horror. One of the most frightening stories ever written. Followed by The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, narrated and read entirely by Jeff Goldblum. So this is going, I mean, for if you're getting ready, I mean, we're trying at the cafe and in our culture here to scare the shit out of you, okay? Because, you know, you have to. Oh. Is this Darth Vader or?
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
I'm with the rebels. You know, I'm with Han Solo and Chewbacca. Sorry, buddy. You know.
Yeah. Oh, R2.
We may be something to think about as we get down here at 20 after the hour. Here is that there's new evidence that Pablo Neruda was murdered. By the Chilean fascist regime under Pinochet, a regime inspired and partially funded and organized by Henry the K under Richard Nixon. Anyway, Neruda, probably one of the top two or three poets of the 20th century, and actually loved in Chile by almost every faction, actually, because, I mean, he made the country famous in some respects, even though he was a commie in the Senate, okay. But it turns out he did not die of cancer, as was reported, and they're still looking into it, but there was a lot of rumors that he was murdered, you know, Pinochet. So, you poets out there, if Trump gets his way, expect a bullet. All right, Billy Collins, Mary Oliver, okay? Get ready. I think you have, you know, the murderer of poets, you know, has been elected president.
Yeah, well.
That's my fear. This is my Halloween fear, okay?
And certainly the murderer of rational thought.
Well, I'm going to focus on the poets here for now because of...
Sure, which is an extension of rational thought.
Well, yeah, right. Well, imagine it's rational.
Just by humble little opinion, which is very small.
Anyway, it's... Any other disgusting stuff that, I mean, there is, I know, but it's just...
God, there's all kinds of... But it is, we may not. But I'm thinking we may see the indictment unsealed today. There may be an arrest today. This is a criminal indictment, which was approved by a grand jury, which is not good. And when that happens, you can't sit back and just go, fake news.
Yeah, I know. Kevin Spacey, by the way, has been accused of molesting a 14-year-old kid.
I know. It's incredibly disgusting and disappointing.
Apparently, a couple of Navy SEALs, there's a lot of competition between the SEALs and the Green Berets. Apparently, a couple of Navy SEALs strangled a Green Beret in Mali.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, boy.
By the way, when Kevin Spacey apologized for... some sexual advance on a 14-year-old. He said he also came out of the closet and announced he was gay.
Right.
But then everybody said, well, what? That's the reason? Is that an excuse or something? I don't know. But anyway.
I don't know how what the charges are going to be or what the incident was. I mean, to what extreme, I'm not sure. But whatever it was, it's unjustifiable and uncalled for and unwelcome. And it is, you're talking about a 14-year-old child. So I hold on, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay, well, now all I need is one more moose turd, and I can get through the rest of my Monday.
Well, you know, I think that you try some of Dr. Lecter's sauces. They always are very spicy, you know, so that can help you keep it down, too.
John.
Oh, Senator Sanders, I'm glad that you joined us. We need a little bit of relief here going forward. You and George Bush are just...
I don't necessarily like the idea of the name of your show.
Oh, I'm sorry, Senator.
But that's neither here nor there. You're a very creative person, so you can call the show whatever you want to.
Gotcha.
Me coming on here, I'm obviously taking a bit of a risk, but it's necessary.
Thank you.
Because right now,
Senator,
you must understand this is the fight for our country, for our freedoms.
I believe it is.
For rational thought.
I believe
we
it is.
We move forward despite all these obstacles that are constantly being thrown in our way. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough, Senator, and I thank you for all that you're doing. You know, by the way, even though I was impressed by former President Bush's recent remarks, I just want to say that your remarks, I can't remember where you delivered them on the...
He left already, John.
Senator Sanders' remarks on the global crisis is also a profound call to have a new vision of some kind, because the current one and the... we're in trouble, pal. We're in trouble, friends. Currently, we have nothing but the global economy links, you know, to keep it, the whole thing, from flying apart. And there's some aspects of that process that are causing it to fly apart, too. So, you know, we're in a tight thing. And I...
By the way, just one more horrible thing. Mexico did sign the contract to provide, it was a duty-free vegetables and fruit to Venezuela, and Venezuela was going to give them the fruit, and then Mexico's going to give them cars duty-free, so... Instead of, it's going to amount, in other words, it's going to amount to somewhere near $5 to $6 billion loss to American farmers.
Oh, boy.
Because of the wall. So.
Well, you know, I don't think that, you know, helping the American people out is part of his plans.
No, and the deal kicks in next year, so we have that to look forward to as well.
I expect NAFTA to fall apart, you know, frankly, because and it's not going to have the salutary effect that the president, or for that matter, some of our friends in the labor movement think either. You know, it's not going to, yeah, guess what's going to happen when it's defeated? You're not going to get a single extra dime in your pocket.
Nope.
All right. So anyway, there we go. Well, I think we need to. We're right there, my friend. And we got a good show today.
I thank you, Mr. Case.
I thank you, my friend. And you know, so we'll. I think the Moose Turd Cafe is has you know, exposes some things that need to be exposed. I'm sorry, you know. And
remember, Mr. Case, order up.
Here it is, buddy.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, buddy. Take care, man.
Bye.
Right. Take care of each other. It's late, but everything comes next. All right, here we go.
Here's a little song about Mama Got Mad at Pop. I don't know what for, but I'll tell you in a minute.